from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Wit here, July 22nd. The Comedy Desk, 7 sets, sketches, and stunts worth your 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from The Onion, J.D., Usha Vance welcome baby boy. Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife Usha have had a baby boy, which is notable because it's been over 150 years since a sitting vice president has had a child. This is their fourth kid. Some people are making jokes about it, like one guy who said, "It's not that impressive because some other vice presidents supposedly reproduced asexually while in office." Another person pointed out that the baby is already living off government money, which is a pretty obvious thing to say. Next. Second, from The Onion. U.S. Mint unveils series of gold coins commemorating presidents' extramarital affairs. The U.S. Mint is releasing a series of gold coins commemorating President Donald Trump's extramarital affairs. Each coin features Trump on the front and a portrait of his mistress on the back. The coins also include the president's rating of the encounter from 1 to 10, so collectors can organize them from least to most satisfying. The Mint director, Paul Hollis, justified the move by saying, "It's a way to recognize the nation's semi-quincentennial and immortalize Trump's sexual conquests for posterity." A second line of coins is planned to honor affairs that took place on the island of Little St. James. Up next, third, from The Onion, RFK Jr. reminded not to microwave himself in office kitchen. Washington. Responding to repeated complaints about the smell and the difficulty of reheating lunch while the U.S. cabinet member was still rotating inside the appliance, Department of Health and Human Services staffers reportedly had to remind Robert F. Kennedy Jr. not to microwave himself in the office kitchen. And then, fourth, from The Onion, overbearing girlfriend expects man to take feelings in head, use words to say them into world. Boston. Struggling to come to grips with the unreasonable demands, local man Gerald Ullman told reporters Wednesday that his overbearing girlfriend was expecting him to take the feelings in his head and use words to say them into the world. "I just don't get what she means when she says, I should use my mouth to turn my thoughts into language," said the frustrated Ullman, explaining that brain thoughts aren't for girlfriend. "Just what does she think I am? Some sort of magician? If it's in my skull, it's going to stay in my skull, no matter how much I move my lips." Next, fifth, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency, Family Vacation Training Plan. The family vacation is a great way to challenge yourself as a daughter, girlfriend, and human being. This 6-week plan will help you build towards your 10-day trip to London with 9 family members in tow, using a variety of exercises designed to prepare your body, mind, and last nerve. We know this upcoming trip isn't the only thing you've got going on, so the family vacation training plan is uniquely flexible for your busy life. And your Aunt Dee Dee is coming, then not coming, then coming, then not coming. Vacation days are long, and you need to adjust your schedule gradually. Up next, sixth, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency, reviews of new food, Aldi Crystal Clear frozen ice cubes. My most enjoyable ice experience occurred sometime in the 1980s. On a hot day, my aunt made all the cousins get out of the pool for lunch. She passed out bologna on white bread sandwiches, then dropped ice cubes into a line of waxy shell pink plastic tumblers endemic to the 80s, maybe only endemic to 80s aunts. She poured Pepsi over the ice and everything bubbled gently, ice cubes clinking. The cups, probably full of PFAS chemicals, gave the Pepsi a slight note of Barbie doll. That's the 7. The joke is, you came back. Same time tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.